It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
And you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. Good evening, my name is Brian McDonald, and as you might have already guessed, tonight we have something that is new to us. We have four episodes that were produced quite a while ago by Power Records, starring Conan the Chimera. That's right, we have four of them. The Jewel of the Ages, the Thunderdust, the Crawler in the Mist, and the Shadow of the Stolen City. So those are coming up right now. So sit back, relax, sharpen your broadsword, and enjoy some spoken word entertainment here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That between the years when the oceans drank Atlantis and the gleaming cities and the rise of the sons of Arias, there was an age undreamed of when shining kingdoms lay spread across the world like blue mantles beneath the stars. Hither came Conan the Cimmerian, black-haired, sullen-eyed, sword in hand, to tread the jeweled thrones of the earth under his sandaled feet. The journey through the bitter Northlands has been long, arduous, but a certain grim-visaged Cimmerian has grown accustomed to hardship. Head nodding, almost asleep in the saddle, Conan rides through the desolate wastes, the chill wind moaning past his ear.
I must be more tired than I thought. For an instant, I'd have sworn... devils. Then I wasn't dreaming. Something in the wind did call my name. Something summons me. And it is a summons too intriguing to ignore.
Across the angry wastes, the young Cimmerian gallops, the beckoning wind song growing ever louder until...
There, horse. The moaning seems to come from that cavern. Wait here, old Hardspur. Devils, this cavern is blacker than a moneylender's hearth. I cannot see even my sword outstretched before me. It's as if...
Welcome, Conan of Cimmeria. Come you closer and stand before my bubbling cauldron.
Who are you, stander in shadows, that you know my name?
I am Chrysilla. And there is little I do not know about you, my friend. Look into my cauldron, into the swirling mists of change, and know I speak the truth.
By the eyes of Ishtar, images form. Images I recognize.
Look closely, Conan, and behold a babe born on an Aryan battlefield less than 20 winters past. A child able to lift a sword almost before he was able to walk. A youth who received his baptism of blood and fire at distant Vanaheim just 1 year ago. A budding man come to seek his fortune in more civilized lands.
Your illusions fail to frighten me, old crone. Whatever I might one day be, I am now but a poor wandering mercenary. What do you want with me?
Look into the mists of change once more, barbarian, and you will see.
Mithra, never before have I seen a gem of such magnificence. It's as big around as a fat man's head, and it glitters like a fallen star.
It is called the Jewel of the Ages, and with your help, Cimmerian, it is my intention to steal it.
Despite your mysterious manner, you're no better than I am. You're merely a cut purse in conjurer's clothing.
No, barbarian. It is the sorcerer Shara Khan who is the villain here. For centuries, the Jewel of the Ages belonged to my family until the self-serving Shara Khan,
who had been my father's loyal advisor, purloined the enchanted gem and cast my poor father, his king, into dark imprisonment. Conan, only you of all men have the strength of purpose, the strength of limb, to help me regain the ancient jewel and restore my father to his throne.
And what am I supposed to gain from all this? What have you to offer me, shadowy one, that I would throw myself so readily into? A great black wolf, as tall as a man.
No, Conan, far more than a wolf. The demon beast of Shara Khan has found me at last.
Then let it now find the point of my sword.
Conan.
Oh, this beast weighs as much as a mountain. There. That's better. Here, old woman. Give me your hand. Let me help you to your feet as well. Huh? You're no old crone. Priscilla, you're a young woman.
You see now why I need your aid, Cimmerian? A woman alone, despite my poor mystic powers, would be no match for the master sorcerer Shara Khan, but with you at my side...
Again, woman, why should I involve myself in this? Granted that you're indeed a handsome-looking wench, but what else do I stand to gain?
The priceless jewel of the ages. It is needed only to restore my father to his throne, and once that is done, it is yours. But before we can accomplish anything... we must return to my father's castle.
And how are we to find that place?
I need only press this graven stone set into the cavern wall and...
A tunnel, eh? Woman, you're full of surprises.
These ancient hills are laced with tunnels, and this one, the most secret of them all, leads home. Come, barbarian, follow me.
But the air is stale in here. I can fairly taste it.
Be patient, Cimmerian. You'll soon develop a taste for finer things, I assure you. Oh, we've reached our destination.
And about time. Slinking through dark tunnels thus makes me feel not unlike a worm.
Then step through this portal, Conan.
Conan and Priscilla enter a chamber which becomes a veritable temple. A crude stairway leads up to an ancient altar, upon which kneels a giant warrior carved of ebon stone. In its hands, the statue holds an ornate chalice, and in the chalice, upon a silken cushion, there rests...
the jewel of the ages. Quickly, Conan, bring me the gem.
The jewel is even more beautiful than the image you conjured.
Well, back at last, are you? I've awaited your return anxiously, Priscilla. And I see you've brought along a friend. Turn this way, barbarian, and give proper greeting to your host.
Shara Khan?
You know me, barbarian. I'm flattered. And you, Priscilla, do you know my companion?
Father!
If there is death to be dealt here, wizard, it is I who will do the dealing.
Ah, the overconfidence of youth. A shame, barbarian, you will not live to experience old age.
The lean wizard merely gestures, and the giant stone warrior rises to its feet.
The statue is alive. By Crom, it's alive.
A condition you'll not labor under much longer, my pitiful friend.
We'll see who's pitiful here, sorcerer.
Aye, barbarian. Indeed, we will.
No, Shere Khan. You can't do this terrible thing.
Can't I, Priscilla? Obviously, I can do anything I want. And right now, I want your bold barbarian's death.
Back and forth across the high stone altar, the battle rages, Conan fighting savagely to survive until he chances to notice the maniacal Shara Khan and suddenly realizes...
The stone warrior echoes the sorcerer's every move. As if it were a part of the wizard himself. If I can defeat one, perhaps I'll have defeated them both.
Do you see, Tristan? Your barbarian's well-worn sword is useless against my champion. My giant warrior is forcing the Cimmerian back to the very edge of the altar. One final lunge and...
Look, Shara Khan. Conan is diving between your creature's legs. The giant cannot stop its lunge in time. It's toppling over the altar's edge.
No! No!
The stone giant shatters into a thousand fragments. Its sound mingles with the piercing scream of Shara Khan, almost as if it had been he who fell. And in a way, it was.
My Eric, Shara Khan has fallen as well, his body lying twisted exactly like the shattered body of the statue. His sorcery was truly greater than... Huh? Priscilla? What are you doing with the Jewel of the Ages? Put the gem down, woman. Put it down.
Here, Father, take the enchanted jewel. Drink of its life-giving forces. Be whole once more. Be whole.
Thank you, Priscilla. You are truly a daughter a king can be proud of.
By the demons of Ishtar, what wizardry is this? Before my eyes, that shriveled old man grows younger, straighter, stronger.
It is the power of the Jewel of the Ages, Conan. The power of life everlasting. For centuries, my family has used this mystic gem to defy death's dark forces, draining its power a bit at a time, as my father just has. Now the gem's power is drained dry at last, and without that energy to sustain it, it is not even a shining jewel anymore, but merely...
Dust. The jewel has turned to dust in your hands. But you promised it to me.
Forgive me, Conan, but there was no other way. It was all merely a ruse. I feared you would not help me without the proper reward.
And you might well have been right, woman. But it appears I will be paid for my troubles after all. This chalice you so casually threw aside will be ample payment indeed. There is much a man can purchase with a chalice made of solid gold.
Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Good, but what is best in life?
The open step. Free thoughts. Falcons at your wrist. The wind in your hair.
Wrong! Conan, what is best in life?
To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
In all times and all lands, waterfronts are ever the same. White-sailed ships with many flags lying at anchor, lapped by coal dark waves, while mangy, sharp-toothed wharf rats prowl the shadows, ever watchful for an unguarded rope along which they can crawl aboard a ship in search of berth and barley. But there are worse vermin abroad this night in the seaport of Cordova, capital of proud Zingara. Raucous noise and coarse laughter fill the waterfront tavern they call the Silver Stallion. For Cordova is a place where Zingarans, Argosians, Stygians, Kothians all mingle, drinking and singing songs and shouting out lies at the top of their voices. But this night, suddenly one lusty voice rings out louder than all the rest.
What does a man have to do to get a drink in this filth-infested place? Marry a barmaid?
Here's your ale, Outlander.
It's about time.
I've got more bravos in here tonight to wait on than just you, you know.
But none that's got more money on him, I'll wager. I just sold a golden chalice I came to town with and spent the money on these new clothes. What do you think of them, wench?
Oh, they're just lovely. Yellow silk breeches, pink brocaded shirt, and that blue sash around your waist. Ha ha! The name of Mitra! Who sold you all this gear?
Why, a merchant over on the Avenue of Gargoyles. He swore it was the latest fashion among the gentlemen of the city.
Ha ha! The latest fashion among fops and fools, he should have said. You're too much of a real man to wear just fancy garb.
You mean I wasted my money?
You might as well have free.
Well, then by Crom.
What are you doing?
Getting rid of these trousers. What else? There. I'd rather walk around in just my loincloth than have a pretty wench like you think me a fop and laugh at me.
Well, you certainly don't look like a dandy now. Why don't you drink your drink and we can talk?
Skyros, have you been listening to what that big barbarian oaf's been saying?
Aye. Gather round, boys. Those clothes may not suit him, but there's still those on Rich Man's Hill that he'd pay plenty for them.
And that's in addition to what we'll get from the captain.
Right. So you know what to do, lads.
Aye, we do.
Spread out and get close to him, and then we'll take him from behind. He'll never know what hit him.
So why don't you just forget about the merchant who sold you those rags, and we'll go for a stroll.
I won't forget. Come morning, I'll seek him out and stuff a whole lot down his gnarled throat. Just let me get this accursed buttonless thing off my head.
What are you doing? He's been struck.
Now, while he's stunned, spring the trapdoor. They'll let the captain have it now if he cares to fish him out.
He'll fish him out, all right. Now gather up those silken garments, lads. We'll find some rich fool to buy them come the morrow.
What? Where am I?
Gotta get up. I've gotta... What the devil?
Chains. I'm in chains. My ankles, my wrists. I'm chained to this wooden bench on some kind of a ship. But where?
Ooh. Stop talking, oarsman. We brought you aboard to row, not to yap.
Oarsman? Then I've been...
Abducted, aye. We get half our lads below through that trap door in the Silver Stallion. Though they usually aren't as brawny as you, of course. You'll row a fine oar.
But where are we bound, Deckmaster?
Why, to Argos, of course. But cheer up, dog. It's not so bad. This is an important ship. We're carrying a king's ransom. A real king's ransom. It seems that the king of Zingara was careless and got himself captured by the king of Argos. And now Zingara's got to pay a pretty price to get him back. And we're the ship that's taking the ransom to Argos. You're lucky to be an oarsman on such an important ship.
I'm no oarsman.
Keep your voice down, fool. Our captain's conferring forward with the king's own viceroy. And he won't want a slave shouts bothering him.
You'd call me a slave?
And there's more where that came from. Now I've wasted time enough on you. Get below.
You'll regret that. Right now.
Mitra, you tore the whole bench loose. No, keep away from me. Help! Help!
Come ahead, you Zingaran dogs. I'll take you all on.
Get him, lads. Get him, I say. Well done. That belaying pin took care of him. Ishtar, He's still not out. Hoist him up, lads. We'll let the captain decide what to do with him.
I tell you, Esteban, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You really have no choice any longer, my dear Captain Tubal. You're already involved in this scheme up to your neck.
No, it's not too late. I could still take the ship to Argos, as I was supposed to. It's not too late to actually use what's stored below to ransom the king and become a hero instead of a traitor.
And remain a ship's captain all your life, while I go back to being a king's mere viceroy, when we can both live like kings ourselves once we've sold the Thunderdust to the Stygians? Not likely, my friend.
Thunderdust? How do you know it does what it's supposed to?
Ah, yes. I forget. You've not seen it perform, have you? Well, that's why I had yonder fire trough installed here on the deck. Now look, do you see what I have in my hand?
Some sort of black powder.
Thunder dust, Captain Tuval. Watch what happens when I toss merely the smallest portion of that powder into the fire. So.
Mitra!
Impressive, huh? No one knows what makes it work. A wanderer brought it back from the east, and the warlike Stygians will pay a good price for it.
Small wonder they could terrify an army with it. Why, they could...
All right, you. Step lively there.
What's all this, Deckmaster?
This new prisoner, Captain. He's a surly one. Tried to break loose. He'll start a mutiny if we put him in with the other oarsmen, sir.
And throw him down in the ship's hold and be done with him.
Yes, sir. Come along, you. In there with you. There. I guess that settles him.
Better see where I am. Kegs. They must be filled with that so-called thunder dust that one dog tossed into the fire trough. I wasn't too close, but I could hear. Dark in here. In a minute, I'll be able to... What was that? Something over there in the corner. Something moving. It... Crom. An ape. A huge white ape. I've heard of them. Man-killers. Must be down here to guard these kegs from Argosian spies. Circling. Nothing to fight it with. Nothing but this length of chain. Gotta wait for it to charge. If I can get this chain around its neck... Got him! Behind him! The chain around his neck! Just a moment longer, a little tighter. Gotta hold out. Kill it. But it'll take a minute to catch its breath. Maybe...
Go out there! I've slain your ape! And now I'm going to scatter your precious thunder dust all over it till it won't be good for anything!
There. That ought to bring someone on the run. Now, if I can just pull the ape over to the door so that when they open it, they'll get a surprise. The beast's coming, too. They'd better hurry. Somebody unlocking the door. And just in time, too. Now, you dogs, now!
All right, you! I don't know how you... It's alive! Alive! Get away! Get...
That's what I hope. The ape's heading up on deck. Now to search my deckmaster friend here. I thought he'd have a set of keys. First, I'll take care of these chains, then... There. My hairy playmate has found some new friends. I think I'll go topside and... But first... Yes, I'd better take along a keg of this so-called thunder dust. Might just come in handy.
Esteban, in the name of heaven, that ape was your idea. Stop him! Now he's heading this way!
Over here, behind the fire trough. He's frightened by fire. He won't come in. You see, my dear Captain, we're safe as long as we keep the fire between us and the ape.
Safe? Are you, Zingaran?
You!
Aye, the man you tossed down in the hold with that killer ape. And look what I've got here.
A keg of thunder dust. In the name of Mitra, please down, you fool! You don't know what it can do!
Oh, but I do, you cringing jackal. It will explode if it strikes the fire trough. And that's just what it's going to do now!
No! Get throw it!
Oh, that powder was even more powerful than I thought. Tore a hole in the deck and blew men and ape away like leaves. Well, no great loss. But the whole ship's caught fire now. Won't stay afloat for long. The oarsmen I freed have reached the longboats. But I can't get to them through the flames. Fire's getting closer, so... Goodbye, old ship. Let the King of Zingara break out of his prison himself like I did. No sign of the shore. Can't even tell which way it is. Well, might as well swim one way and see what happens. If I'm right, I'll reach the shore by morning. If I'm not, Crom take me, though. If I don't feel lucky tonight...
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smokey every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Once giants lived in the earth, Conan. And in the darkness of chaos, they fooled Crom. And they took from him the enigma of steel. Crom was angered, and the earth shook. And fire and wind struck down these giants, and they threw their bodies into the waters. But in their rage, the gods forgot the secret of steel and left it on the battlefield. And we who found it are just men. Not gods, not giants. Just men. And the secret of steel has always carried with it a mystery. You must learn its riddle, Conan. You must learn its discipline. For no one in this world can you trust. Not men, not women, not beasts. This you can trust.
At first, the motion is not unlike the monotonous rolling of waves lapping softly against the shore. Then the constant movement becomes a ragged bumping, and a sullen-eyed barbarian struggles back to consciousness to find himself not on some great slave ship prowling the Argosian shore, but rather on a ship of the desert. A foul-smelling camel.
Huh? Where am I? What's happening here?
Welcome back to the land of the living, my friend. You have slept for quite some time.
Who are you, little man? What am I doing astride this ugly beast?
I am called Rasto, barbarian. I am a trader bound for the marketplace at Nasantia. My fellows and I found you lying unconscious along the shore, so we thought we'd take you with us, rather than leave you as food for the vultures.
So you bound me with this length of chain, but to protect me from... those birds, I take it.
As I told you, my friend, I am a trader. And you are a piece of valuable merchandise which will bring a most tidy sum on the Mesanchan slave block.
And what makes you think I'm ever going to reach that slave block, you shriveled little worm?
Well, there's certainly no way you can escape me, barbarian. The other end of the chain that binds you is shackled to my wrist. Accept it, my friend. You're my prisoner.
But since this chain indeed has two ends, little worm, who is to say which of us is really the prisoner here?
Why, Ishtar, the barbarian yanked little Rasto out of his saddle as if he were no more than a child.
Do we allow the dog to get away with that, my brethren?
If you had half the brains you were born with, fools, you would turn tail and run. But since I'm certain you do not, let us get on with the battle and be done with it.
Alone and unarmed, you challenge us thus, barbarian?
Come forward and see.
Then stand your ground, dog, and die.
Howling like wild desert wolves, the traitors charge forth, their scimitars glinting in the sunlight. And the fire-eyed Cimmerian meets their attack gladly, his teeth bared and snarling.
Put me down, barbarian! Please, put me!
Watch out, the crazy barbarian is using Rasto as a flail to...
He's whirling the little one around on the end of the chain like a...
Look out, our camels! Our camels! Enough, barbarian. Oh, we yield.
Oh, you have scattered our camels, beaten us senseless.
Frankly, you're more trouble than you're worth.
Be gone, barbarian, and good riddance to you.
Free me from this cursed shackle, little worm, and I will gladly be on my way.
Certainly, barbarian. I have the key right here in my robes. Just let me... Pyerlik, no.
What is it, little worm?
The key. In the heat of the battle, I seem to have lost it somewhere in the sand.
Bell's bones. It figures. Well, little worm, if I want to leave here, it seems I'll have to remove your scrawny wrist to remove your shackle.
Remove my wrist?
Or take you with me until I can find someone to free us from these cursed chains.
My wrist?
Oh, don't worry, little worm. I'll leave your precious wrist. What good, after all, is a one-handed traitor? Such as you needs both hands free to pick your customer's purse. Now, come. Climb up in the saddle behind me and let us be gone.
Climb in a saddle behind you?
Would you rather I dragged you along behind me? You can move swiftly for one so small and twisted, little worm.
Given such a choice, wouldn't you, barbarian? Wouldn't you?
Get on, you ugly beast. Get on.
We have been traveling for many hours now, barbarian. Are you certain you know where we are going?
You were bound for the marketplace at Mesantia. It seems as good a destination as any.
Then why are we traveling in this direction, barbarian? Mesantia lies to the south.
So do your companions, little worm. We will strike our own course for Mesantia, one with less chance of... Eyes of Ishtar. On that rise before us.
A city? But there is no city on the desert sands, unless...
For a change, fortune smiles on us, little worm. It's growing dark. Yonder will make a fine place to pass the night, and to finally rid myself of this shackle and you.
Barbarian, wait. I pray you pass that city by. Let us find other lodgings for the night.
What are you jabbering about, little worm? A city awaits to welcome us, and you'd rather have us sleep under some desert rock?
Please, barbarian. I have heard legends of this city in the sands. Legends of a hideous creature that prowls its streets by night, carrying human victims off its hidden lair somewhere in the ruins at the city's edge. In the name of sanity, black man, let us pass this dreadful place by.
I'm weary, little worm. And that city offers the promise of a soft bed and more.
But...
No buts, little worm. That city is where we're going. And the way I'm feeling right now, any monster that dares attack me does so at its own peril. Now, move on, you foul-smelling brute. Stop complaining. Good evening, citizen. Can you tell me where to find a blacksmith who could help
Go
me...
Go away, stranger. Leave Kamala while you still have the chance.
You are right, little worm.
The people here are not exactly what you would call hospitable.
Please, Barbarian, let us follow the man's advice.
Silence, Worm. There must be someone here willing to talk to us.
You were saying, Barbarian? Look around you. The people slam shut their doors and windows as we approach. We're obviously not wanted here, my friend.
Perhaps not, Little Worm, but we are still staying, even if we must spend the night right here in the city square.
Here, Barbarian?
Aye, Little Worm. These cobblestones will make as soft a pillow for our heads as any desert rock.
Good night, Barbarian.
Good night, Little Worm. Try not to rattle the chains, will you? I sleep lightly.
What? Eyes of Ishtar! Some great misshapen slug has grabbed hold of the Little Worm, dragging me along by the chain on my wrist. Got to pull free before... By Erlik. The creature snapped the chain as if it were only twine. I've got to free the Little Worm while there's still... My head reeling. Have to regain my footing. Then...
Barbarian! Help!
Run. The slug thing has carried Little Rasto off into the mists. I'm rid of them both, then. All I need to do is mount up and ride off. There's nothing more to keep me here. Except, curse it all, that I've grown unusually fond of that twisted little man. It appears there's no other course open to me but to follow that milky white crawler into the mists and bring Little Rasto back. It seems Little Rasto spoke true. The crawler has indeed carried him to these ruins at the city's edge. Now all I have to do is find them before... There, slithering into the crumbling of that temple. It's them. But I can still reach them before they're lost in the darkness of... Another slug beast. Coal black. Where the first one was white. It bars my path. Slithers forward as if to attack. Well, if battle it seeks, then battle it has found. This creature's flesh is harder than Arcanian steel. My blade cannot pierce its... Curse those writhing tentacles. If one of them gets a grip on me, it could crush my chest to a pulp. But if my sword cannot slay the beast, then what... That tall stone pillar, it's already cracked and rutted with age. And the blow that creature's tentacle just dealt it has not improved its condition. If I can manage to weaken its support, then lure the monster into place. Yes, it just might work. By Erlik, I wish I had a sturdy axe to use upon this pillar. But it seems my sword serves just as well. Fragments of the stone fall away, even as the creature draws near. The beast is almost in place. To put my back into it, send this pillar toppling over on that cursed monster. Eyes of Ishtar. What sorcery is this? Wires and coils jut from the slain creature's broken back. Wires that leap and congeal as if lightning lived within them. There is more madness afoot here than readily meets the eye. I'm not so sure I want to know from whence it came, but... The white-fleshed creature's trail is easily followed. A ribbon of slime that leads deep into this crumbling temple. But where... Crom... Light up ahead. Apparently my questions have answers. There, before that shimmering veil of light, the ivory-skinned slug thing. And Rasto. Patience, little worm. A moment longer, and my sword will set you free.
Barbarian, wait. You don't know what you're doing. That creature must not be slain.
You speak nonsense, little worm. That monster has bewitched you. But still, I'll...
Stop. Where you are, Conan of Cimmeria, for the sake of us all.
That voice, thundering inside my head. But what? Who?
I am Minaj, he whom you called monster. I am the last of my race. For centuries I have dwelt here, alone. But for the mechanical companion I created for myself, the automaton you so callously destroyed outside in the mists, for no good reason.
My life is all the reason that I need, creature.
The companion meant only to detain you, Cimmerian, not injure you. You simply did not understand its motivations. It seems your race never understands. I never meant to harm the people of Kamala. I've sought only to help. I have taken the frail, the crippled, the aged, the infirm of Kamala, and granted them the gift of peace and new life in the land beyond this shimmering veil. Such is the gift I will now grant the one called Rasto.
Now do you see, Barbarian? Now do you understand?
Come, little one. It is time for us to go. There is nothing more to keep us here.
No, come back. You can't... I cannot pass through this shimmering veil. But Rasto and the monster had no trouble in... Rasto? My eyes must deceive me. Beyond the veil, a great golden realm. Beautiful, handsome people, laughing, frolicking. And Rasto. Rasto no longer frail and twisted, but standing straight and tall, and full of life. I must see more. I must. No. The veil begins to cloud, obscuring my view. Let me through, curse you! Let me through!
No, Cimmerian. Though it sorely grieves me, I cannot let you pass. There is no place for you beyond the veil, so long as there is such fury in your heart, such violence in your soul. Forgive me, Conan, but there is no place for a sword-wielding serpent in paradise.
It's gone. Rasto, the monster, the veil, all of it. Gone.
Head bowed, jaw clenched, Conan of Cimmeria turns away from the ruins, striding solemnly back to his mount, waiting in the village square. Without another word, the barbarian slides into the saddle and rides away, leaving the city in the desert wastes and the gates of paradise far from him.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Comes a time, thief, when the jewels cease to sparkle, when the gold loses its luster, when the throne room becomes a prison, and all that is left is a father's love for his child.
The desert. It covers countless thousands of square miles of the Earth's surface and drowns a man's tracks as surely as if it were the raging sea. And the man alone, set down in the midst of this barren, relentless waste, seems but a pitiful, helpless thing indeed. It is just past dawn when Conan sees the man. Already the blood-red sun beats down like some great beaming hammer upon the Cimmerian's brow, as his Zamboulan stallion gallops across the ever-shifting sands. For a moment, A thought crosses his mind. Mirage. But then...
My God, it is a man. Out here alone in the middle of the desert. Hard to make him out. Whoa, boy. Steady. No, it's no mirage, as we first thought. A real man. And he's gesturing to me. Oh, Greybeard. What are you doing out here alone?
My name is Sarkov. And my beard, young man, is not gray. It's white.
My apologies, but my question remains. What are you doing out here alone in this desolate place?
I am here because someone has stolen my city.
What?
Aye. As I said, I am Sarkov by name, a sorcerer by trade.
Sorcerer?
Oh, one of your most kind-hearted types, let me assure you. I live but to protect my city, which is called Khorasan. At least I did protect it until last night. It was stolen away from under me while I slept. I woke to find it gone. Gone.
No one can steal a whole city, old man.
Then what am I doing here out in the middle of nowhere?
I'll admit I don't know, but I can't...
He stole it, I tell you. Right from under my nose. And you must help me find it.
I tend to steer clear of wizards, but you seem harmless enough. If I help you find this stolen city of yours, what will I get out of it?
Peace of mind and a tranquil heart.
Not enough. I was thinking about money.
I deal in magic, not gold. I'm a sorcerer, not an alchemist. But let's see. There must be something I can... Yes, that's it. If you help me find and rescue my stolen city, I will use my great powers to give you a throne. The throne of a whole city.
Hmm, a throne, eh? Well, some time back, an ancient wizard prophesied that I would one day become a king. Perhaps you, who look even older than he was, are the one who will bring that to pass.
Never doubt it, barbarian. I may look old. I am old. But I am still a mighty sorcerer.
All right. I'll take a chance with you, old man.
Sarka. The name is Sarka. Have a little respect.
All right, Sarkov. Here, let me help you under the saddle, and we'll be off. Now, where is this city of yours, this Khorasan?
Well, it is... It was north of here, near Shemakesh. But now I don't...
North of... You old fool. Shemakesh is south of here.
What? That can't be. How?
It's clear as the nose on your wrinkled face. Your city wasn't transported away last night. You were.
But that's impossible. Such things just aren't done. Not to sorcerers. Even he couldn't do such a thing. At least, I don't think he could. But then again...
Who is he?
Why, Zorval, of course. He's another sorcerer. My bitter rival.
What else can you tell me about him?
Why, only that he's my son.
Your son?
But that was centuries ago. You see, for years, Zorval has wanted to begin a holy war against Shemakesh. But the queen of Khorasan took my advice and wouldn't let him lead her city into a war. But now, with me gone, the desert may turn red with blood.
Then that's why he got rid of you.
Aye. And now our queen, Mehet is her name, doubtless believes I'm dead. So she'll probably fall under his sway. Right this moment, he's probably drafting all able-bodied young men to fight his holy war for him.
Do you think he knows I found you and plan to help you?
Oh, I'm quite sure he does.
Why?
Well, just look up at the sky.
At that moment, Conan suddenly sees the sky has grown black. Yet it is not filled with clouds, but with great, giant bats, their inhuman cries turning his blood to ice. Onward and downward they come, like some great dark blanket of fangs and claws. Conan feels the hairs rise on the nape of his neck, And as he draws his sword,
Ishtar and Mitra.
They are the shadow bats. They're a special creation of my son. He's always been very proud of them.
You're a sorcerer. How do we fight them?
I'm afraid I've never been able to. I guess you might try your sword.
Just then, the great bat-like monsters are upon them. With a snarl that is lost among the gibbering, flittering mass, the Cimmerian swings his great broadsword again and again, cutting a swath through them.
Shadow bats are not. They're solid enough to be cut and to die. I frown. But so many of them. My sword. Let go of me.
It's no use, barbarian. Now it's got us both. All we can do is relax and hope it takes us to Zorval.
The following moment, Conan finds himself lifted bodily as if he were a child's toy from his horse. As he and the aged Zarkov are borne skyward at a speed which sends the wind whistling by their ears.
He's veering off from the rest. Then he must be taking us to Khorashan.
I've still got my knife. But no sense using it now. We're too high up. If I slew the creature, we'd just fall to our deaths. Got to bide my time.
Look, there it is.
You mean...
Yes, Khorashan. My stolen city. I recognize the castle. See? In fact, that's where it seems to be taking us now. We're descending.
Lower. Lower sweeps the circling gigantic bat. Finally, they are directly over the castle grounds.
We're low enough to survive now if this thing dropped us.
Must strike now!
Stung by the barbarian's hard thrust weapon, the startled monster drops both Conan and the wizard.
Are you all right, Zarkov?
Yes, but where are...
We fell through a skylight, but I guess your magic made us land unhurt. We're in some vast chamber.
Ah, then we are bruised, but unbowed.
But that is only a matter of time, Zarkov. For both of you.
Who the devil?
Zorval!
Now I see him. There in the shadows. Son or not, Zarkov, he's an evil-looking specimen. But now I see a throne beside him, and the woman sitting in it.
I am Mayhet, Queen of Khorashan. It is good to see you again, Zarkov. Your dear son told me you were dead.
Not quite accurate, my queen.
My queen now, dear father. You should have been content to die where I left you instead of returning here. Your end will but be that much more terrible.
No one has driven me out of Khorashan in 300 years, and no one is going to stop now.
So be it. The decision to resist is yours, and I see you brought some broad-shouldered barbarian to try to help you enforce it. Guards, seize them both!
We've got him, sire.
It's one thing to seize the Cimmerian dogs, and another to hold him.
He's certainly a strong one, Zorval. Perhaps instead of harming him, you should add him to your army for your holy war.
There must be no more, Your Majesty.
Silence! Keep your distance, Father. I warn you. If you try to approach the throne...
I always told your mother she should have been more firm with you. A pity she died when you were only 90. Now, about this war.
Zarkov.
I am all right, barbarian.
Ishtar, that mystic burst would have slain a normal man.
We are neither of us normal men, my son. Now, why don't we...
No! You are the one person who could ever challenge my power. So you must die, father or no.
In that case, my son, I must do this.
A mighty blast.
And the next one will be stronger.
Ha! My own burst parried it. The battle is joined, then.
Yes, regrettably, the battle is joined.
Krom, they're getting nowhere. I wonder what they'll try next.
Then suddenly, before the startled eyes of the barbarian and the young queen, each man conjures up a glowing, mystic warrior a shining double of himself, and the two of them clash in cosmic combat.
So bright, I can hardly look at them.
And now, the two gleaming warriors strive, one against another, face to face, no swords, but only strength against strength.
They're near equal in skills. Sarkov is old. He's tiring. I can see his double getting weaker by the second. Soon, Sorval will overcome him, and...
Barbarian, come to me. I need your help.
I'm here, but what can my sword do against magic?
Take my hand, and I'll gain your strength. Hurry!
Puzzled, the brawny Cimmerian grasps the feeble human hand that reaches out toward him. In that self-same instant, he suddenly feels as if he is drawn out of his own body, pulled mystically, powerfully, through that of the ancient wizard Sarkov, so that the next moment, the mystic warrior of Zorval is grappling with a figure like that of Conan the Barbarian, added to the mystic might of the wily Sarkov.
Oh, can't fight both of you?
And the next moment, the glowing Conan warrior forces the other to its knees with its sheer savagery. Then, with mighty arms, it crushes its foe into a pulsating mass and hurls it in a living ball of fiery energy toward the screaming Zorval. Then, when the light has faded...
Where is Zorval?
My son is no more.
Old man, I'm sorry.
No need to be. He had a long life, if not necessarily a good one.
Well then, not to rush things unduly, but what about my reward?
Oh yes, Your Majesty. I'm afraid that I promised this young man a throne if he saved your city, our city, from the clutches of Zorval. I had no authority to do so. But I...
Say no more, dear Sarkov. Ruling a city in the desert is lonely work. I have been lonely here, and you, Barbarian, are a very handsome young man.
Then you and your people would accept me as your king?
King? Oh, no. Khorasan has forever been ruled by a queen, and ever shall be. But you will still get to sit on a throne, only it would be a little lower than my own. And you could wear a crown. A little one, of course.
Of course.
But there are things you could lord it over. The annual date merchants' festival, for instance. Or the caravans of camels which pass through the city. I find them much too smelly. Oh, and occasionally there might be an archery contest.
Sarkov, is this what you meant by giving me a throne? Marrying me to this...
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Then I free you from your bargain. I'm afraid I must decline your generous offer, Your Majesty.
What? I'm afraid I don't quite...
Sorry, Highness, I have business up north, where I heard there are new wars stirring among the Hyborians. But for me... Just give me a sword on my hip and a horse between my knees.
So it was that Conan mourned his lost Valeria. At length he sought adventure in distant lands and trod the jeweled thrones of the earth beneath his sandaled feet. Until at last he found his own kingdom and wore his crown upon a troubled brow.
And you're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and that will conclude our broadcast of Conan the Cimmerian.